Yeah, lots of positives to take from it, but you know, unfortunately, it's a results business, as we all know. So that's very, very disappointing, and especially, I felt we deserved and should have got something out of the game. So that's where it's disappointing when you don't. If you're outplayed, and the other team deserved to win, and I've got no problem with that. But I honestly felt we should have got something out of it. And full credit to Middlesbrough, I take nothing away from them whatsoever. But you know, even at 1-0 down, I mean, we conceded a very, very sloppy goal right at the start of the second half, which gives you a bit of a mountain to climb. But then we got ourselves going again. They had a little bit of a spell straight after the goal, but then we soon became in the ascendancy and had three fantastic chances at 1-0 to grab the equaliser. But you know, it wasn't to be our day today. But you know, we got to be men about it, dust ourselves down, regroup, and crack on now for Norwich at the Cottage.
Were you caught out a little bit at the start of the second half?
Well, yeah. I say they conceded right at the start of the second half. Very, very sloppy goal from our point of view. Very, very preventable. You know, we had bodies back. We were in a decent shape and we didn't deal with it. You know, so we've got to deal with those situations better. If we'd have come away from here with a 0-0, it wouldn't have been the end of the world by a long stretch. I mean, listen, losing 2-0 is not the end of the world, don't get me wrong. But, you know, I would have taken a point and a clean sheet, and that's the least we should have got out of this game. Two very, very sloppy goals by us. But, you know, goals change games, and I say full credit to Middlesbrough.
Did you see enough about your forward play in the second half to suggest that you can very quickly start picking up wins on the road again and again?
Without a doubt. I mean, we could pick up wins all over the place. I mean, you know, in the five games, the two we've lost, we've had good chances to get something out of the game. Obviously, the Blackburn game, the first one, we still, even with 10 men, we had very good chances to nick something out of the game. And today's exactly the same. So we've got some fantastic forward players, attacking players, great talent, and we will always be a goal threat. You know, unfortunately, today wasn't to be our day. But like I say, you know, we move on, we lick our wounds, dust ourselves down and go again.
It's a long way for the Fulham fans to come to Middlesbrough, but 337 of them made the long journey north. They'll be going home disappointed, but hopefully a little bit encouraged at the same time.
Well, I would like to think so. I mean, they saw an awful lot of endeavour from our players today. They absolutely worked their socks off, and now they're very, very disappointed in that change room, as I would expect them to be. But no, the fans are excellent again, and you know, we applaud people that are willing to make that sacrifice and come up here, and it means an awful lot to me, and it means an awful lot to the players.